Chris? Doc, the, behind tab 14.
The council received three notifications for permit requests for experimental fisheries since the last meeting. One was received just this morning, so I'll describe that separately because you don't have any background materials. The first was a request for an extension of the Georges Bank paralytic shellfish poisoning closed area exemption EFP. That's an ongoing experiment. The exemption is from PSP regulations, not fishing regulations. The second was for the Science Center study fleet project. Because a comment period has ended before this council meeting, the staff reviewed the proposals and, from the council's perspective, sent in a letter saying that there was no objection to the two proposals. The third proposal that was received this morning is for a bycatch characterization of the southern New England sea scallop fishery that involves a limited access general category fishery. 48 days of sea sampling were anticipated. There were no estimates of bycatch provided in that request. The exemptions were basically for species and minimum size. I suspect that from the council's perspective, this is not going to have a significant impact on the groundfish fishery. So unless we hear objections, and given that it's only 48 days of sea sampling, we would anticipate sending a letter saying that the council has no objection to that request.
Council members, any questions for Dave Gatham?
Yes, Chris, did it say what the disposition of the catch was?
On the third request, what it would be?
That's correct.
No, they didn't. They didn't give any indication of what species they would anticipate, but I assume principally yellowtail and perhaps southern New England winter flounder, maybe some fluke.
Well, the only comment I would make is that they should enunciate what they plan to do, whether they plan to return them as quickly as possible to the sea, are they going to land them for sale, or what, you know, what the disposition of the bycatch is.
Okay. I don't think they did, Dave, but I can check in the next few minutes. I just have to look it up.
David Pierce.
Yeah, maybe I missed it, Chris. So who was making this request for the CFP? It's on behalf of what work?
I'm not sure which group, David.
The thirds, you just received one this morning. We received it this morning, a request. So
that's right.
What group?
It might be right on your computer. I just don't have it on my laptop. Yeah. Okay, I'll check. Would you like me to check right now? I can grab that. The project is titled Bycatch Characterization in the Southern New England Sea Scallop Fishery and has been selected to be funded under the 2012 Scallop Research RSA program. Now I've got to find some more background. So it has been a project that was approved through the RSA process.
Who's doing the work? Who requested it? Was it SMAS?
Sure.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. See, it was very vague on who was doing the work. Yeah.
So I'm not to sure. Assume at the moment we can't answer your question.
Is fishery specialist the name of the company? A fishery research company.
Okay. Do you see the name up there, fishery specialist? Right.
Fishery specialists, okay, that's okay. There are a lot of specialists out there.
Any other questions for Chris?
To answer Dave's question, it says the, in accordance with the conditions of the federal permits, any prohibited catch will be discarded after sampling, so no retention.
Okay. I mean, I would just ask that they may say it in there, because I haven't read it. I don't know that they provide an estimate of catch or whatever for, you know, this whole issue that we've had ongoing about how to deal with ACLs and AMs when people are out there catching things and we don't know about it. May be insignificant, but we just like to have an estimate of catch.
Anything else, Chris?
No, that completes the report.
If there are no further questions, thank you. We'll move in.